Welcome everyone to TRE. It's Jackie Rowe, your TRE provider. Today's intent is to provide better understanding and helpful information by exploring what trauma means and how it affects the body. This space will allow for supportive information on your healing journey with a better understanding of what TRE is and how TRE assists in healing trauma. We're honored today to have with us in studio an expert in her field, Barbara Coopers, a TRE provider and certified trainer. Barbara will be providing insight on how to tell if someone is traumatized, how to release trauma trapped in the body, and who can use this modality for healing. This space is for anyone wanting to embark on healing their trauma. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Jax.
Where do we start with trauma?
Trauma is not about you, it's about your nervous system. It's a response to an overwhelming situation that you, usually as a child, could not deal with, though of course it happens in adulthood as well, where the natural response to any kind of stress is fight flight. And if you can run away and you can fight, that's not a trauma response at all. That's a very healthy nervous system response. But when we are overwhelmed and cannot get away from the threat, it becomes a frozen response. And a frozen response gets stuck in the body. And it stays as a part of us that's kind of locked away from us. So we have memory lapses. We have incidences in our life that we don't remember at all. And yet they come up every time we're triggered. Every time somebody says something that makes you react out of a normal response, or whenever something happens that overwhelms you, it is easy to just go back into an overwhelming response. And you would afterwards go back and say, why did I react like that? I can't understand. It's because something old, something frozen, has been triggered. An example would be, let's say you were hijacked in your car. We all know in South Africa that's a regular thing. And that happened 5 years ago. But every time you go near that place where you were hijacked, your heart starts beating faster, your mouth gets dry. That's a response that's been frozen in your body and comes up every time you're triggered by it. So if you recognize what I've just talked about, for example, the hijacking, and you recognize that every time you pass that road, you start to get anxious. One of the first things is wonderful to do is take a deep breath, just to really notice, wow, I'm overwhelmed by something that happened 5 years ago. Why is that? Where is that? And it's in the body. You will feel a heart beating, or you will feel anxiety, or you'll feel your muscles tensing. The first invitation is to become present to what's actually going on in the body rather than trying to overthink what's going on, because that is not helpful at all. It's very helpful to get present to the body's sensations. And if you can't be present to your own body, you really need somebody to help you using something like TRE to start to open up these locked muscles, tension muscles in the body. Because we tend to live anyway in the head, and we're not very good generally as human beings being present to our body. They're stuck up here in the head.
There's a total disconnect, actually.
There's a disconnect.
So we want to integrate the connection between the mind and the body.
So if you're unable to be present to your body, and you're unable to actually feel your body all the way from your toes right up to your neck, that's when it would be wonderful to have TRE sessions to help you reconnect brain and body. Transformation and healing takes place through that connection.
So Barbara, how does TRE actually work?
So TRE is natural body reflex of shaking, to shake off the stress and the tension in the body that's held through the trauma. I like to call it trauma reveal process, because it actually opens up frozen, locked spaces inside us. And inside the opening of that are often thoughts, feelings, sensations that have been locked away. At the same time as doing the TRE provider will train the client how to become present to that and stop avoiding difficult feelings. So it is a process of releasing, opening, and becoming present to whatever's going on for ourselves. So that in itself takes a bit of coaching and training whilst you're doing the TRE process, though the TRE process itself is a totally natural process, very, very easy to do by anybody anyway.
Is this like psychotherapy where I would be sharing all my deepest feelings and emotions with the TRE provider?
Not at all. TRE is about body process. It's working with the unconscious. It's the brainstem and the body. You don't have to tell me anything about your life. And as far as I remember with all my clients, most people at some stage want to share a part of their story, but it is absolutely not part of the TRE process at all.
Once I've recognized this, Barbs, what do I do next?
It's really helpful to start to notice if you can become aware of what's going on in your body. And if you start to notice that you actually can't become aware of what's going on in your body, that you don't really feel your body, that your body is like a bit of a stranger to you, then it's a wonderful time to go and see some TRE provider to help you to work through the body and to let the body become enlivened again.
I love that. Thanks, Barbara, for joining us today.
Thank you, Jax, for inviting me to do this. It's really a helpful thing to spread into the world for people's bodies to become enlivened so we feel alive and well and joyous again, because most of us adults have lost that.